The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pray to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was afraid, and all of Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. They opened their treasure chests. They offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And after having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. I'd like to invite the children to come up. Come on. I know it's after Christmas. I'm going to let the sugar rush sort of settle. I don't have any candy with me. But we get to talk about something interesting. So, who has ever had a dream? Do you ever dream?
I dream every night.
Yeah? What do you dream about?
Scary things.
Scary things sometimes.
Just because I watch scary
shows. Oh, okay. What do you dream about?
My friends.
Yeah? What do you dream about? Scary dreams sometimes too. Do you ever have dreams? Yeah, what do you dream about? Your grandma. And so we hear in our story today about the wise men having a dream that told them to go home a different way because Herod is a bad guy and Herod wants to do bad stuff. He's gonna do bad stuff. And so they tell him, go a different way home. And so dreams can be really good. They help us to sort of think about stuff when we're sleeping. And sometimes they can be troublesome because we do have scary dreams sometimes. But we hear about a dream that helps these wise men go a safe way home. And sometimes God uses dreams to help us think about what we might want to do as we're processing our life. And so think about your dreams and allow God into those dreams to talk to you and to love you and to direct you in your life. Amen. Go in peace. Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. Have you ever had a daydream? Try not to have one right now. So I was sitting at my desk and all of a sudden I started having this daydream, and it wasn't really
a dream, but it was more of a recollection. And so in my mind, I just started thinking about Matthew's first birthday party. For those that don't know, Matthew is my eldest son. And I was thinking about his first birthday party. And we have this really crazy tradition in our family where we give, for your first birthday, you get your own little birthday cake. And it gets sat in front of you. And this thing was covered in blue frosting. And because blue was sort of this character that he liked, and so it's just all this blue frosting, and here's this one-year-old with this cake in front of him, and he did what any one-year-old would do. He slams his hands into it and slams it into his face and starts eating it and rubs it all over his body. And the thing that actually stood out the most for me was this picture that exists of me standing like this in the shower, holding my one-year-old son, rinsing off all this blue stuff, and him looking with this big, gleeful smile on his face as I'm holding him out in the shower. And I sort of have this look of a young father who wonders what the heck he just did. And that he's going to expect this for every birthday party. And so we get this story of these wise men who, through their study of the stars and of the world, see this odd star in the sky. And they begin to follow it because there is some prediction around it. And so they follow this star into the land of King Herod. Herod is not a good dude in any way, shape, or form. And so they stop and they ask him about this king. Where has this new king been born, the king of the Jews? And they go and talk to some priests and Pharisees and scribes. And they say, well, Bethlehem of Judea, that's what the prophets say. So Herod goes back and tells them that, but says, you tell me where you find this king, so that I can go pay him homage as well. And so they continue to follow this star over where Jesus is born, and when it stops, they get there, and they are overwhelmed by seeing the newborn king, this young child in the arms of his mother. And they kneel down before him and give him gold and frankincense and myrrh. But at some point in this story, while they're traveling, they have a dream. And in this dream, they are told to not go back to Herod. They are told to go home on a different road because you do not want to interact with Herod again. Now, we shouldn't be shocked by dreams being used by God to sort of help the narrative move itself along. I mean, in this narrative, we have Joseph receiving a dream to say, keep Mary as your wife. She bears the child of God in her. She was not unfaithful to you, but bears God's son. Keep her with you. And so dreams being used in our biblical narrative are not something that's outside of the norm, but really one of the ways that God can communicate with us to keep us into this narrative that God wants us to follow. So what is God's dream for us? Or maybe I should first ask, what are you dreaming about? What are you dreaming about in your life? Your hopes, your aspirations for the future. And another level deeper is, what are your dreams for the life of our congregation as we move forward? I mean, we have transition in front of us. I mean, it was easy a week ago to say that it was 2018, and well, we don't have to worry about that yet. But it's 2019, and it's like, oh, that's right there. We have to work on this. We have to deal with this. We need to be in prayer. We have to talk to a bishop and the bishop's assistant and all of this work that we're doing. And in that, we need to be willing to dream. And so as we discern the future of our congregation, we must let this full light of Christ shine on these dreams. We must see that this bright star that shows us the way to Christ, that shows us the way for us to continue to be in God's preferred future for us. And in this preferred future, brothers and sisters, it calls us to this time of discernment. Not just a committee is in, not just a council is in, but a discernment that we are all in together. And that this time of dreaming calls us to deeper prayer. This time of discernment calls us to devote ourselves deeper into the reading of Scripture. This time of discernment forces us to be more open to the words and inspiration of God in our life together. And so what are you dreaming about? What are you dreaming about in your life? What are your hopes and what are your aspirations? And what are your dreams about for the future of our congregation, our worship life together? It is in this time that we allow our imagination to run wild, that we allow our dreams to be open, that we share these hopes that we have in these dreams together. Because we're a congregation that sort of calls a pastor for a long time. I mean, it's not something that we do willy-nilly. And so we're not just talking about someone who we're going to have for a short period of time. And so this is a deep discernment that we work at together. We pray at together. And we trust God's word together. And so trust the dreams and be willing together in God's discernment, God's dream with us to take the other road that calls us to follow the path that God wants us on, not the path that the world or Herod might want us on. Trust in God. Trust how God speaks to us every day. And use this time to discern together, to love God together, and to continue to live in this preferred future that God has for us. Amen.